So, the trouble with money. The trouble with money. You've all been doing lots of wonderful homework. It was broken down into two sheets. Although, for the purposes of the process work today, we're going to treat it very similarly to last week as seven distinct things, or seven energies, really. So, let me give you a quick overview of what we're going to do over the whole call so you know what you're in for. So, as before, you've listed sort of seven, or in this case, seven money energies that you've done. And we're going to look at those in very much the same way as we did last week. So, we're going to look at them, your spews or your lists, convert that to a simple energy cookie cutter, and then look at how you weave that together and discover what you're doing with money right now. Now, that's kind of everything that we did in the last call, but that's half of what we're doing today. But now you know the process, it doesn't need so much explanation. We can probably get through that pretty straightforwardly. Because then, as I said, there was more to come. We're going to transform those, because these are your money projections, really. So we're going to really clean up those money energies, and that's going to take lots of MPA. And then we're going to flip the whole thing and do a reweave, if you like, and redo it to bring this into real clarity in your money energies. So I'm excited. I did this process work yesterday, and it was pretty darn big for me. I was even quite surprised how it was. As ever, I say, you know, it's nice I had subjective win. You never know what's going to happen. But that's the big program that we have today. So as ever, what I'll do is I'll go through the instructions. We'll do a demo so it's really clear, and also that helps people who are just listening on the replay to have an example if they're not here live. And then you guys can go ahead and do it. And we'll chunk it down and come back and check in with each other between each section. There's about four sections today. Good. So, without further ado, let's crack on with it. So, what have you just done with your homework? Well, the first sheet, worksheet one for this week, was really looking at the, if you like, the sensory overlays. So, the sensory part they're kind of what deeply affect your view of money or how you perceive money itself. And it's through these deep senses that we kind of form many of our projections. They kind of arise out of that. And the second worksheet that I sent through to you was, in a way, looking at your response to money, or really your response to your projections is actually more accurate. And together, those have given, again, like a read on your current money energy, where it stands. And so what we need to do, same as we did last time, was to look at those expressions, which are your spews or your answers to those inquiries, and get them into a usable energy map, which is really like saying we're going to get those cookie cutters. And then, of course, we need to widen that and look at the whole thing in its wholeness. So that's the first part of the process with your seven money energies. So we're going to use the same kind of process with mindless sentence completion. So one of the things that you can do is you have all seven of your answers. That's sheets one and two, but it'll be seven inquiries. So here's the quick instructions. I'm going to do it quickly because it's a recap and you've all kind of done it before. But you're going to just ask your partner when you get into pairs to read back their spew or their list from their inquiry exactly as it's come out. So they'll read that back to me. Then you'll say to them, looking at your answer, complete the sentence. First thought, best thought. This is the energy of. And a quick reminder on mindless sentence completion, it's the first thing that just pops into consciousness, whatever that is. And if nothing comes, just be still and wait. You don't need to go looking for it. It will come and find you. Occasionally, you might get a picture or a sense rather than a word, in which case you can just then share that with your partner and get a reference for it. The word might come, or it might just be picture that you use. Okay, so what you'll end up with is a list of seven money energies. I mean, I've got a question, so I'm going to go answer that question now. Deborah, yeah, you had a question.
When I was doing the second part of worksheet two about when money is your goal, I ended up with two answers because the first one was, if it's setting my goal, then what was my answer? And then it's like, oh, hang on, if money's the actual focus, and so I'm going for the cheapest thing, that then brought up another set of answers.
Okay, I would read the whole lot when it comes to it.
Okay.
Again, it's one of the interesting things, because what that says to me is it's brought up two things, and that means within that energy there's two things, and that'll be part of what comes from it. So always trust the mistakes, in quotes.
Yeah.
Good question, though. Thank you. Good. Okay. Let me just put you back on mute. Put your hand down, back on mute. Charlotte's arrived. Hey, Charlotte. Glad you could make it. Kids got to bed on time. Going to stick you on mute and carry on. You'll see what we're doing in a minute anyway. Okay. So quick catch up to where we are. We're going to go through those seven energies. You're going to get your partner to read out their spew or their list, do the sentence completion, looking at your answer, complete the sentence, first thought, best thought, this is energy of, and then you'll get a list. Okay, so remember last week I said it's great if you can set things up by writing sort of 1 to 7 down. It just makes it easier to take notes and you can have a reference. I'm going to ask you to do that again today, so to prepare it. But a part of this is setting the context for later. So I'm going to give you the list of how it's how I'd like you to write it down so you can reference it easier later. It just makes things easier. So it's basically going to be so this is only really so you can reference it for your partner as we go on later in the call. So one, all it's really doing is coming back to the context of the spew. So the first one will be Ray smell, money has the energy of, and then you just make a note next to that. The next one is taste, money has the energy of, texture, money has energy of, Ray feel, money has the energy of, Ray look, money has the energy of. So those all have money has the energy of, that's just for context. And then the various senses. And then 6 and 7, it's slightly different. It'd be Ray having money, and then you'll be saying you have the energy of. And then Ray making money your goal, you have the energy of. Now, just to be really crystal clear, that's not the setup sentence. That's just so you have it in a neat way or in an organized way for later. The setup sentence is literally, this is the energy of. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite somebody to be the guinea pig for them. Let me just count the numbers before I do that, because it might be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so it could be any of you, because there's an even number anyway. Okay, so who would like to be guinea pig for this section? Just raise one on your keypad if you want me to take you through it right now as a demonstration. Oh, okay. I might have to put you on the spot then, Claire. Okay. Oh, no, Mandy's jumped in. There you are. Let me give you the mic,
I'll
Mandy.
Again then.
Okay. Mandy, good for you. Okay. Let me get my pen ready. So have you got your spews in front of you?
I do.
Thank you very much for stepping up the bravery in the crowd.
Well, let's see what happens.
Okay, so I'm just going to go through it with you. So first thing, I just to ask you to read back your spew. Start with number 1 from the first sheet. Go ahead and just read it back to me exactly as it is.
So, Joel, I've actually got 2 versions of this, because I did it, and then by accident, when you sent the new worksheet through, I did just question 1 again. So I've got about a 5-day, 3 or 4 day gap between them. Should I read them both out? This is just for question 1, or should I just read the first one that I did?
Same as with Deborah. The little note I had on the thing was, if you want to go back or you add to it, it just adds into it. So I would just give us both of them.
Right, okay. So I wrote, tempting, like there's a sip of something delicious in the air, but I can't quite place it or follow it with my nose or with my feet. It's a smell that reminds me of something. It's musky, erotic, sensual, a bit floral, more the woody side of floral. The smell invites me, I want more. And then today's was a smell of roses and jasmine and beautiful scents, a smell of fresh air, sea and the sky, a smell of God.
Beautiful. So looking at your answer, complete the sentence, first thought, best thought. This is the energy of
beauty.
Great. Okay, moving on to your answer for number two, raise taste. Go ahead, read that out to me exactly what it is.
A bittersweet kind of taste. It lands on my tongue and at first I'm not sure. It's not a familiar taste and I don't know if I like it. As it settles there, I decide I do like it and start rolling it around my mouth. It now tastes rich but healthy. It's yummy.
Great. So looking at your answer, complete the sentence. First thought, best thought. This is the energy of
yumminess.
Is that yumminess?
Yumminess, yeah. I don't think there's such a word, but...
Perfect. Okay, moving on to the third one, which is the texture one. Go ahead, read it out exactly as you have it.
It's like velvet. It's luxurious and deep and rich, and I want to wrap myself up in it. I feel like a princess when it touches my skin. It's warm and loving and totally nurturing and erotic at the same time.
So looking at your answer, complete the sentence, first thought, best thought. This is the energy of
protection.
Great. Okay, doing great. Number four, this is the Ray Feel. So go ahead, read out your answers exactly as you wrote it, and off you go.
Okay. A push-pull, a to and fro, a withdrawal and a reconnection. The emotion changes. It's like the wind. It's also like fire and water and earth. It's powerful and divinely sourced. It's sexual too and about love. Oof.
Great. So looking at your answer, complete the sentence, first thought, best thought. This is the energy of
power.
Power. Great. Number five, where your view or you're looking, how you're looking at it. Go ahead.
I see trees and the sun and the moon and the stars. I see God and the universe. I see people all holding hands and interconnected, flowers and beauty. I see grass, green and lush. I see everything in glorious technicolor.
Great. So looking at your answer, complete the sentence, first thought, best thought. This is the energy of
God.
Right. Okay, moving on to the second sheet, but this would be number six, effectively.
Right, yes.
having money. So go ahead, let's hear what you put.
So number one is I become nervous and safe and elegant and whole. I stand tall. My feet are firmly on the ground.
Great. So this is the energy of
stability.
Stability, was that?
Stability.
With S-T-A-B, so you cracked up.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah. Okay, great. Perfect. Fabulous. One more to go. Ray, making money your goal. So, again, looking at your answer, completing the sentence. Oh, read it out first. Let's hear it first before I rush ahead.
This one was very revealing. So, I become fearful and anxious. Person who loses connection to her heart and to love, especially self-love.
Okay, so looking at your answer, complete the sentence, first thought, best thought, this is the energy of?
Fear. Fear, yeah, F-E-A-R.
Yeah, got it. Great, so you've got beauty, yumminess, protection, power, God, stability, and fear. Great. Well done, you.
Oof.
Very, very good. So, we'll leave it there for now. That's part one. Well done, and thanks for stepping up. Interesting list. So, the nature and type of spews or lists might be different to Mandy's. Trust it, whatever it is. There's no right or wrong here. Thanks, Mandy, for doing that. We'll come back to you for the second half, if that's all right, when everyone's done the first bit. Sound good?
Yep. Great. Thank you.
Fabulous. Great. Thanks. So, any questions at all based on what we've just done? This is what you're about to do with your partner. If there is, raise your hand. Now's your chance. And while you think about that, I will do the magic and create groups. Again, the universe and the technology does the magic and puts you with whomever. So I'll let you know who you're with. So, Dakey, you are with Gina. Charlotte, you're with Mandy. Angie, you're with Anki. And Michelle, you're with Leah. And Claire, you're with Deborah, as you can see, Claire. Great. So, just to remind you, decide who's going to go first. So take your partner through, get all seven energies, and then switch. If what you can do is when one of you is finished, just press 3 on your keypad, so I know you're kind of half done. And when the second one's finished, press 3 on your keypad. If you're stuck, have any questions, anything else, just raise 1 on your keypad and I can come in and help you out. So enjoy. Let's go get those 7 money energies and we'll reconvene after that. Oh, I need to make you hear each other. Here you go. Oh, you can't yet hear each other. And now you can. Off you go. Enjoy. See you on the other side.